Hey friends, you're tuning in to Wisdom and Wellness with Wit, a podcast for your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual well-being, a space to learn and grow, to be encouraged and maybe even challenged just a little bit. Let's journey together and explore what it means to experience the wholeness God has for each of our lives. What's up, everybody? Hey, hey, how are ya? Happy Friday to you. I wanted to hop on. I hate when people say hop on, and I just said that. I want to hop on. I wanted to talk a little bit today about the mind-body syndrome and the fact that it affects not only our physical health, but it affects our emotional, our mental, our spiritual health as well. And so maybe you've been following along, maybe you haven't, but I've been, for the last couple of weeks, I have been putting out mini courses, which have been a smaller mini version of my 21-day course. And this has all to do with healing physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually from a neuroscience, a psychology, and a biblical perspective. So today we have launched the last two of our mini courses. And so first of all, if you're on and you have any questions for me, please feel free to shoot them my way. But today, so we're releasing two of our last seven. And so I just wanted to kind of list out, hey, Jeremiah, I just want to kind of list out the different ones that we've put out. So far, the first one that we have is called Decoding the Mind-Body Connection. And this is really just like a neuroplastic pain, mind-body connection introduction 101. If you have no idea what this topic is, this is a perfect way for you to start to really learn, like, okay, when you're saying mind-body connection, what are you saying in relation to my chronic pain? Are you saying it's in my head? Absolutely not. 100% not. So we put that one. The other one that we put out is called From the Inside Out, Understanding How Emotional Repression Influences Our Chronic Pain. And this is a really big one and a super packed topic on how our emotions and suppression and even unconsciously not being aware of what we have stuffed down is doing to our physiology, in our physical bodies, in our brain, in our nervous system. The third one we put out is called Fear is the Fuel for Pain. Love is the Fuel for Healing. There is a lot that we can do to communicate to our brain, in our nervous system, that our bodies are actually safe. But when we're living in a state of hypervigilance, when we're living in a state of fear, and a lot of times it's even subconscious. It's not like this conscious fear that we're afraid of our pain and how our bodies are feeling. Mostly it's like frustration and maybe even depression and all of these other things that we wouldn't necessarily say, I'm scared of my pain. But what it's communicating to our brain, regardless of anger, frustration, shame, guilt, all of that is keeping our pain, or keeping our brain firing in fight, flight, fawn, or freeze mode. And that keeps our pain going. The other one we put out was Harnessing the Power of Community to Heal from Chronic Pain. And honestly, a lot of people don't want to talk about this one because they're like, just tell me how to heal. That's all I want to know. But, you know, healing from chronic pain is not, the purpose is not just to get out of pain. The purpose is to understand the way that God wired us to live our lives fully in the callings that He placed in each one of our lives. And that cannot happen without community. I know a lot of times we want to say, like, I'm a little more introverted, or I'm more extroverted. I don't need people in my life. I'm an independent person. But I just don't think any of that is actually biblical. The Bible doesn't tell us like how many people to have in our lives, but it very clearly tells us that connection and community is so important. And healing requires that we be around safe people. I love Dr. Kurt Thompson, and I reference him a lot throughout my courses, but he wrote a book called The Anatomy of the Soul, and he talks about, which we talk about in this session that I wanted to intro today called Come Out of Hiding. It talks about the pain that we experience in relationship can only be healed by a more healthy version of that connection in another relationship, right? And it's hard because what we tend to want to do when we've been burned and hurt and our hearts have been broken by people, we really, really, really want to shut off, right? That's the natural human tendency. But the way of God and the way of the heavenly economy is that, no, like, we have to stay open and willing to be crushed again, right? Because healing only happens in community. It's such an important thing. And so today's session, the other session, Your Thoughts Are Lying to You, talking about the effect of imposter syndrome and how we can rewire our neuroplasticity in our brain to impact our neuroplastic pain. Because if a brain is in fear and it's just firing away, we are going to keep our symptoms going. And then, so today's is Come Out of Hiding. And so this is talking about the importance of being known by God, being known by others. And then we kind of bring back in the role that emotional repression can play in the mind and the nervous system. Now, being known by God is such an interesting topic because a lot of times we talk about what it means to know God, right? And throughout our lives, we are always on this hunt for figuring out, who am I, right? Who has God called me to be? What am I doing with my life? Where am I going, right? And so we live a life as such where, you know, we are trying to live the calling that we think God has placed on us. And through that, it's like we want to get to know God more, which is beautiful, right? We read our word and scripture and spend time in worship. And, you know, a lot of us know of God. We don't necessarily know God, right? It's one thing to know somebody, to have an acquaintance, right? But then when we have like an intimate relationship with others and with friendships, it's a very different dynamic. But I love it. Dietrich Bonhoeffer and C.S. Lewis talk about this important concept. Not only is it important, of course, to know God, but it's even more important to understand the way that we are actually known by God, right? You know, when we're trying to figure out, who am I? What's my purpose in life? And we go on this journey of like knowing ourselves more and all of this kind of stuff, which is beautiful. And I do it too, right? I've taken the Enneagram and I've done all of those other things because I want to know, like, who am I? But you cannot learn who you are before knowing who God knows you to be, who He has created you to be. I cannot know myself any better than if I pursue the one who knows me first and who created me first. It's beautiful to go on the journey of, you know, wanting to learn more about myself and the way that God wired me and all of that stuff. It's so beautiful. But we have to remember that God knows us before, first and foremost. So it's like if I were to have a refrigerator that like broke and I'm like, I need to get this refrigerator fixed. I'm just going to play around with this refrigerator more. No, like you have to call the manufacturer. And I think sometimes we forget, like, to know ourselves better, we have to understand how God actually intimately knows us first and foremost, right? You know, C.S. Lewis talks about the syntax of salvation is actually the fact that God knows us more than we know ourselves. And I love C.S. Lewis. He also says, not only does God know me better than I know Him, but God knows me better than I know myself. One must completely abandon any attempts to making something of oneself. Instead, we throw ourselves completely into the arms of God. And then he later says in another letter, I know less than ever about myself, and I'm no longer attaching any importance to it. I think there are just some giants in the faith who knew that it's so much more important to know how I am known and seen by God. We have such this desire throughout our lives, always, right? We're wanting to be seen and known by people. We're wanting to be seen and known by ourselves, which I think is so beautiful. But at the end of the day, we are seen intimately and we are known intimately by God. And I think when we really understand the gravity of that and what that actually means for a healthy soul, for a healthy mind, for a healthy body, it blows our mind. So that's one of the sessions that is in our latest mini course, Come Out of Hiding. And then the other important thing is being known by others. And again, I know this one can be hard because there's a lot of us who have been burned by people. We put complete trust in somebody who abused it, who, you know, took it and treated it like it didn't mean anything. We've had our hearts broken by people. We've had our feelings hurt by people. We've been the one to hurt people or to break someone's trust or, right? But again, like Dr. Kurt Thompson says, we can only find healing in an area of our life by a healthy person. If my heart has been broken by somebody, the only way it's going to be fixed is through God, of course. And then through a healthy version of being around people who can help me put my heart back together, right? Who I can trust, who I can confide in and be vulnerable with. Dr. Kurt Thompson also says, the amazing part about being known by God and others is that we actually can see its impact on our brain. So it's interesting when you look at neuroscience, the way that our brains have actually been wired to be even healthier when in connection with other brains. So, he talks about this concept, and Dr. John Sarno, who's like the godfather of tension myositis syndrome, which is another term for the mind-body connection, the divided mind, and how we are functioning while we are wired to be known by God, we are actually physiologically wired to also be known by others, right? So every action that we take as humans is a part of this deeper attempt to connect with other people consciously and even unconsciously, right? God created us to be in relationship with other people, not only for emotional and mental and spiritual health, but for our physical health, for our brain health, for cognitive health. There's no other way around it. So, there's different psychologists now talking about like hyper-independence is just a, result of trauma. And there's a lot that can be talked about that, but I don't believe God created us to function on our own. I don't also think each one of us has been designed to, all have the same amount or type of community. Of course not, right? There's some of us who just really aren't introverted, but when we're with safe people, that's when we thrive and we grow and we can see God's beauty in our life. So that's what these two mini courses are that we launched today. The one is called Come Out of Hiding. And again, this is not just for people who struggle with chronic pain. Honestly, this stuff is good for everybody. So if you struggle with feeling seen and known by others and by God, like I absolutely recommend this mini course to you because it is really, 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 really powerful the way that God not only designed us emotionally and spiritually and psychologically, but physiologically, the way that he wired our brains is to be healthier in relation with others. And I think I talked about this on my last live, but Dr. Cloudon Townsend has a book called The Power of the Other, and he just talks about how each one of us has this false ceiling. So there's only as far as I can go by myself until others come into the picture, and then that ceiling is just raised so much more. And of course, this is safe people. This is people that, we can be our real selves with, we can take our masks off with, right? These are safe people that we have in our lives. And sometimes safe people aren't necessarily family. So, if you're really trying to make your family the place where you can be in this type of community where you can be vulnerable and honest and authentic, but they're not necessarily the safest people, it's always something that we need to be talking about with the Holy Spirit about, like, who are the people in my life that I can just really, they can know all of my junk to the deepest, darkest, bottomless pit of who I am, and they're not going to use it against me. They're not going to use it to speak negative about me or think negatively about me, right? When we have people in our corner who know us, they know our vices and our ways that we can maybe go off a little bit. They're like, yeah, that's why I pray for you in this area constantly, right? That's why I support you. That's why I check in on you and I call you out, right? Lovingly and truth, right? When I see there's certain patterns in your life, it's like, okay, I notice you're doing and saying this, and this tends to lead to this, so I just wanted to check in on you, right? So that one is called Come Out of Hiding, and that is the sixth mini course that we put out today. The seventh one is called Honoring Authenticity as a Path to Healing from Chronic Pain. And I know in my own journey, as I've been getting out of a constant cycle of chronic pain, is the amount of shame and guilt that I had and I'm still having to process with God and with my therapist about how I've handled my chronic pain. Each one of us have such a different journey, and not even physical pain, emotional pain, mental pain, spiritual pain, like all of this, like, we all navigate it so differently. And it's interesting for me, there's just a lot of shame around, I feel like, the wasted time. And now I know it wasn't wasted time, right? But when you're going through something that's really scary and you're like, I don't know what's wrong with me, I don't know what's going on in my body, but I just had no energy and I was in pain all the time. So it was like, I just found a lot of shame around the ways in which I chose to spend my days, right? Even though most of it was, I was living in this cycle of like work when I can, and then when I come home, I have to rest and I have to try and recover because, you know, if I get called for another gig or I have to go do this, like I don't have any energy and I have just, I'm just in pain. But when you're in it, you don't know what you're doing, right? You have so much more insight when you're removed from it. So for me, that's just been a lot of navigating that shame and that guilt and really going digging deep under that as to the underlying reason as to why. Like, why do I feel shame for, you know, not hustling while I was sick, right? And I feel like a lot of that also leads to, you know, leads me to looking at, you know, who am I? We all struggle with, like, I am what I do. I am what people think of me. And I think for me, like, I'm a little bit of both, right? So if I wasn't doing a lot, then my value must not have been that high, right? I wasn't contributing much to society when I wasn't giving or doing. So this mini course about honoring authenticity talks about the power of gratitude. And it's not this fake it till you make it kind of a thing. I think we all think, I can't think negative thoughts and I also can't say negative thoughts and I can't process negative things with God. But I think the deepest well of gratitude actually can be found as we honor what it is that we're actually thinking and feeling. I was reading Lamentations yesterday and it's only, what, 5 chapters? And it's just, I mean, it's like 3 chapters of just sadness and like, God, how could you? Do you see everything's going on? And then it's like in the 4th chapter, he's like, and yet I was still praise, right? And so it's like for some of us, we have repressed so much this sadness or shame or guilt or pain or anger, right? And for some reason, we think like you can't, you know, if I name it, I'm claiming it or something, like I'm giving it power. And I've just found that the only way that I can actually be really, really, really grateful to God, and I can really dig into a deeper sense of gratitude, right? Not this, you know, 2023, like, just be thankful. Like, no, like a deep well of joy and thankfulness, right? That the Bible talks about when I'm really able to be honest with my deep, deep, deep pain, right? The unsettled pain, the repressed pain that I've just tried to put down for so many years because I didn't want to deal with it. It's been so incredibly powerful, not only for the way that I have been just changing my brain and reprogramming my brain, reprogramming my neuroplasticity to automatically think more thoughts that are aligned with who God has created me to be, but it was one of the ways that I started to turn off the pain in my body. And again, this one is also not for if you just struggle with chronic pain. Like, it's so powerful. Because I think a lot of us have no idea how to have gratitude, like real biblical gratitude, right? Because there are people who are like, I'd have nothing to be thankful for today because they're going through horrific things. But when you really, 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 really understand biblical gratitude and biblical joy, it's not this, I can't find something to be thankful for. It is like thankfulness is who I am. It's like in my bones, right? So this is just a really powerful session on like learning what that means. And then we talk about neuroplasticity and the body, right? And the way that when we actually rewire our brain, we start to unconsciously think the thoughts that we're supposed to think, right? When we let our brain just run wild, it's never going to choose the thoughts that we want it to have because we've never known, right? Our entire life, our thoughts have been, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not wise enough. I'm not pretty enough. I can't do this. I'm not competent. God doesn't love me. Like all of these things, when we're not conscious of it, that is what is firing in our brains 24/7. And the amount of negative thoughts that the average human has a day is like more than 10,000 a day. So we're trying to live these lives of like trust and faith and hope in God, but we're not even taking care of the source of a lot of these thoughts, right? So it's just an important thing. And then the last session in this mini course is biblical meditation and mindfulness. And we talk about the difference. What is true, true biblical meditation? Again, not the kind of meditation that empties you and, you know, makes you want to reach your higher self. No, it is something that connects you deeper to God, to who He created you to be, to then to be able to reach and touch and heal others as well. The purpose of our healing isn't to then heal other people, right? But it makes us more effective and it makes us more able to inspire and nurture and love on the people around us. So that is the two courses that we launched today. Again, it's 7 mini courses talking all about not just chronic pain, but emotional pain, chronic anxiety, really anything that we go through in life. I just feel like all of these courses tackle every subject, and it's amazing. And I hype it up so much because this is what healed me. This is what got me out of chronic pain. So it's not just me trying to, you know, get you to buy something or do something, you know, that you wouldn't want to. Like, this is real life-changing stuff. It's impacted me in phenomenal ways. And now my life's purpose and calling, you know, is to talk about how God created us to be worshipers, mind, body, and soul. So that is that. You can find the courses on my website. The link is in my bio. We also have a 21-day course that is an expanded version of these mini courses. So it's 21 days, you know, science, psychology, and biblical healing to talk about how do we actually heal from chronic pain, whether it's structural, whether it's autoimmune disease, whether it's chronic migraines, whether it is food sensitivities, IBS, like inflammation in the body, like all of this has the same genesis. And it first and foremost talks about learning the way that God designed our brain and our nervous systems to function in tandem with our physical bodies. It is not my brain's here and my body's here. My body is an extension of my brain, and it is a very, very, very powerful connection that God has created. And so I believe that to start healing, we first have to look at our brain and our nervous system and the way that they function. So I hope this has been informative and encouraging. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. Again, my website, Wisdom and Wellness, www.com. I have my podcast, Wisdom and Wellness with Wit. That's just a free way to get a lot of good information on this. I have my ebook as well. You can find all my resources on my website. So, love you all. I hope you have an amazing Friday. I'll see you later.
Like what you hear so far? Click the subscribe button and give me a rating and review. And let's keep this conversation going. You can find me on social media at Whitney Wood Music. You can find any of my latest singles out anywhere that you stream or purchase music under Whitney Wood. As well as my latest passion project. It's a kids EP called BB and Bubba. I'll have the links below so you can find them. Have a great week, everybody.